How could we even begin to sum up the wealth of wonders, especially communicable ones, that you find in the Schumann songs? You've talked about one motif of Clara being in the D minor symphony. Have you smelted down a collection of motifs into one, or are there a multitude of them?
There are a multitude. What I have tried to do in the Schumann book and in the Wolf book is to compile a kind of breviary, a vocabulary of meaningful motifs. Now, this is Wagnerians know that there are motifs in the operas, and they have the great advantage of having them classified alphabetically at the beginning of their vocal scores. If you want to know what the swan motif is in Parsifal, look it up under swan. And that's a kind of code, incidentally. The purpose these motifs serve is to symbolize, almost in a codified way, what ideas you are supposed to have when you hear this music. Well, the relationship of opera to song is something like this, that an opera is a much more public thing and a song is a much more private thing. So that the motivic elements of song are much less public, much less overt, much less deliberate than they are in Wagner. And some might say, for that very reason, more interesting. They operate at the purely intuitive subconscious level, where, for many people, great art is at its most effective. And it's worth, I think, trying to register and classify the motivic ideas of Hugo Wolf when he wanted to express such notions as the increasing effects or intensities of light. He has a musical way of doing that, which one can hear, but which might not be obvious to everyone and is therefore worth recording, so that when you hear it or see it in the words and listen to it in the music, you get an extra added idea. Because I think music, especially in song, is greatly enhanced by approaching it with one's own personal imagination, right or wrong. One has to actually contribute something to the music, as well as having it contribute to one's own psyche and pleasure. You have to bring something to it, as it were, personally. And so the idea is to, by establishing a kind of lexicon or breviary of motifs in Schumann and Wolf, I can help towards appreciation of those masters. And I have ready, more or less ready, for when the time comes, a comparable lexicon of motivic writing in Brahms and in Schubert. But that'll take a few more years yet.